Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun. Well, hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the Pararamble Radio Show. This is Doug, and I'll be your host tonight. Well, I'm your host every time. We've got a couple of people in the queue already, so that's good. It's almost Halloween. I think this is our last episode before that, so happy Halloween, everybody, and all of you that are out doing ghost hunting and enjoying the season. Stay warm and enjoy your hauntings. There's been a lot of neat stuff going on this month. I'm sorry we missed last week. I was having some difficulty getting the show set up, but I think we're all set this week. So thank you all for listening, and the people that are in the queue, thank you. We had somebody call in real early, and then we got somebody on that was actually on our, I see their number again, was actually on the last show that we didn't have time to really talk to a whole lot, and I asked her to call back, and she is, so I'm excited to talk with her tonight. Hope you guys are all doing great. Plans seem to be moving along pretty fast this month. Can't believe how quickly it's gone by. I got to do a couple of fun shows. I got to do a local one here in Middletown, Ohio, the non-con. That was neat. Met a lot of neat people out there, and that's always a fun location to go to. So any of you that are out there and you ever get to get by there, why, check it out. And if you want to know where I was at, I have not spoken to the owners, so I don't know if I'm allowed to mention their venue on here, but once I do, if they give me permission, I'll go ahead and mention where it is. But if you are curious, why, you can message me privately, and we'll, I can tell you where it was. But it's a really neat, neat place. There's some really cool stuff in Ohio and wherever you're listening from. If you're interested, and this is the season, or at least the month anyway, where a lot of people get interested in ghost hunts, this is a fun time to check it out. You also get the benefit of the societal or the group mind consciousness really focusing on it. And I think it gives it a lot of extra oomph this time of year. Oh my goodness, there's quite a few people calling in. Well, you won't have to listen to me ramble too much to get started here. My goodness, there's numerous callers in there. How exciting. Well, I'll get to you as quickly as I can tonight. I may have to monitor how long I spend with each person since we've got so many in line. So I will get to you all as quickly as I can. Now, forgive me if I get to you a little out of order. I don't mean to. I normally have a thing that tells me how long people are waiting. That thing doesn't seem to be working. So those of you that follow astrology, Mercury is just getting its head out of retrograde and starting to move forward again. So bear with the technological issues and the cell phones that aren't working and the messages that aren't coming through. And also, I wanted to tell you, be patient with yourselves while you're learning, because we seem to get a lot of new people that reach out here on this show. And many of you have talents that are starting to develop and sensitivities. And I covered a little bit of that on the last show. And no, remember, no, you're not weird. There is so many new things coming in and so much information that many people get overwhelmed, they get bombarded. And remember, you can always ask your guides to take their time a little bit more with you. There is nothing wrong with asking them to slow it down a little bit. And conversely, if you're enjoying the ride and you'd like to speed it up, you can ask them to do that too. Remember, they're your support team. They agreed to be on this journey with you, and they love you, and they want to support you. in 20 years of doing readings, whether it's in person or over the phone, I've never seen anybody's guides who were unhappy with their person and body, that'd be you, the listener, that they wouldn't talk to them or that they wouldn't help them. So you are not without support. You absolutely have a team on the other side that loves you and will work with you the second you think to ask them. There used to be an author that was just wonderful. His name was Ted Andrews, and I used to sell so many copies of his books in the old store I used to work at that I should have owned stock in the company. I really believed in his work so much. And he's not, he doesn't endorse the show, of course, but if you happen to be looking for some material that is really good stuff, check out his work. I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. Heck, it used to even be in some of the libraries. And yes, for you younger listeners, there are books still out there that you can get to. And of course, there's so much that's on the audio streaming now. I don't know if any of his work is listed that way, because I still enjoy paper books. I have a lot of those. You really are at such a lucky time in the world right now as far as the information that's available. Try and remember, if you take nothing else out of this show before we get to the callers, try and remember that you decided for whatever reason, whatever you wanted to learn this lifetime, to be here right now. There is no accident that's got you here. There's no just cosmic joke that stuck you in here. Some of your journey, some of what you're going to do here, some of the most important things you'll do here will not be for anybody else. You'll be doing it for you. You will be growing for you. You will be developing your skills for you. Now, many people have a much wider area of influence than they really realize. And I bet many of you do too. And I will note, I would like to share also just noticing like some of the people that I've worked with recently, and especially this week, I had to remind someone of the fact that people come in often in groups, and we'll talk about this for just a few moments, and then we'll get on with the callers here, because I don't want you all to have to wait too long for me to get to you. So I'll do my little spiritual discussion on that tonight. So groups or soul groups. Now, soul groups, in my opinion, are the group of people that typically come in, and they come in together, and it's usually going to be members of your family. It's going to be your close friends. It could be your spouse or your partner, and whatever orientation you are, doesn't matter. Whoever you choose to spend your life with or parts of your life with very often are going to be part of your group. Now, once in a while, you'll meet someone from across the world or across the country or something that, for whatever reason, you feel like you're going to be very close to. They've probably been in your group before, and for whatever reason, they decided to branch out. But a lot of the time, you will find consistent groups of people that they work on things together. It's just like your really close associates and friends when you're growing up. There's a reason you like some people, and there's a reason you don't like some people. And oftentimes when you have an instant dislike, you probably had a prior lifetime that didn't work out very well. Heck, you could kill them. They could kill you. Who knows what happened? And if you check into it, if you have a prior lifetime or past life reading, or if you can read your records yourself, you can usually get pretty close to figuring out what happened. But taking out the negative stuff, the people that you're drawn to, often you've had lifetimes before with, and they're part of your group or have been part of your group in the past. Most of the time, the members tend to stay the same because you enjoy learning together. or you're all working on the same types of lessons, same types of things. So remember, if you're here on this planet right now or wherever you happen to be listening to this show at, and if it's any ETs listening, thank you. I'm honored you're listening. But if you're here listening to this show right now, there's a good chance that what you're going to get out of it, there are other people in this group. The core listeners to this could even be a group. And I'm not trying to tell you to micromanage your entire life, but realize there's somebody else out there who's most likely going through either a similar lesson or maybe even exactly the same lesson you're going through. Now, don't generalize yourself down and take your uniqueness out of the lesson or the situation, because that's why we're not one big body with just one soul in it. That's why we all have all these little experiences we have, because I just don't think we could get it all if we were just one thing. So it's all wonderful that we are all part of a group, and, you know, yes, that's true. But don't minimize what you're doing. Honor your journey here. You know, many people, they go into October talking about ghosts, talking about that, lost loved ones, memories in places, and we'll get into that a little bit more later, the memories or the imprints thing. I remember a couple shows back we were going to talk about that. So we got quite a few people waiting. I don't want to lose any of them. So I am going to go ahead and get on with that, but I'll do the intro stuff first. So once again, I'm Doug Baker. I'm your host for the Pararambles Radio Hour. And you can message me privately on Readings by Doug on Facebook if you'd like to set up a private session. Anything we discuss on air, of course, you know, you don't know who's going to be listening to. I do not discuss really deep personal information on air without you being aware that we are on air. This, and remember, anything you put out on here, anyone could hear. So if you don't want to tell me your real name, you don't have to. You can just say, hey, call me Jim or Gene or whatever you want. I don't care. I had a lady call in and wanted to be called Kat, so that was fine. And I, you know, it doesn't matter to me what you want to go by. Your guides know who you are. And also, due to legal reasons, I cannot discuss legal matters for you, and I cannot discuss health matters for you. That's just the laws. I can't help that. Let's see. There's nothing really off the table. I don't care what you ask about except for those two areas. If I get information, I'll give it to you. I don't censor that. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm going to tell you what I get. Now, if there is a challenge or a problem, I don't do doom and gloom, and I don't do scary. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to lift you up and give you at least the chance that maybe you can call in and you'll get your question answered. I can't, of course, do a full reading for each person that calls just because we only have so much time each week to go through this. But do know that I will do my best to get to as many of you in that amount of time as I can. And again, if you'd like to work with me privately, I do offer video readings. I offer phone readings. And you can reach me for that on Readings by Doug on Facebook. And you can just message me there. And we can set you something up. Now, let's go ahead and get into our first caller here. I think this was the first one called. I hope I'm correct about this. This is a 212 area code, and then we're going to go to a 503 after that. And so let's get this 212 and get them in here. So let's see who we got. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Is this 212? Well, hi, there you are.
Yes.
Hi, this is Doug.
Hi.
What's your first name?
Oh, I didn't think it was first. I'm so sorry. I didn't think I was the first.
Oh, that's all right. Well, no, don't worry, honey. I'm glad you're here. What would you like me to call you? What's your first name, or what would you like to go by?
Carrie.
Okay, that'll be fine. Well, what got you to call in tonight? How can I help you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm intrigued. I have so many problems and things going on and could use guidance.
Well, all right. Do you have a particular area you'd like me to look at? Or do you just want me to get what your guides have and give you that?
Yes, what do my guides have for me and able to move forward and heal, particularly with what's going on now?
Okay. Well, let me see what I can get for you. Okay. Hey, no problem. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate everybody that calls because you guys don't have to take time out of your week to sit on hold and hope I get to you. So thank you for taking the time to call in. Now, let's see what your guides have got for you. Well, so the first thing that comes up is they're congratulating you on being so patient. And I've not really heard them say it this way before, but they're saying thank you for being patient because some of what you'd like to do or the changes you're wanting to make, I'm getting to tell you that you are going to get to make them, but the timing hasn't been right. And you have not lost your faith. You haven't lost your hope. And you haven't given up. So they're saying thank you for being patient. I think that's what they wanted to start with. And they're wanting me to encourage you that springtime looks so much better for you. I don't know what's going on. There's a couple of things. Looks like you've got some health stuff, which, again, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to talk about on here. But I will tell you, it does look like your general condition improves. Early springtime, there's a money change in there also that looks very positive. You do have late next year. You've got something. Boy, they have been waiting to talk to you. My goodness, I don't normally get this much this quick. They've got late next year, I want to say late September, early October, more. I'm going to go more with late September. That's lighting up more. You've got a move potential, and it's something that you're choosing. It's not something that is a problem foisted on you. It's something that looks very good for you. They're actually encouraging you to really consider the move option. They like that. The relationships are picking up next year, too. And I'm supposed to tell you that you're going to get, oh, this is interesting. You're either getting a new best friend or you're getting your best friend back. They're saying something about a best friend. And if you don't have one right now, you're going to get one next year. And if you've got one that you've lost, the connection with, I don't think it's someone who's crossed over. I think it's someone who's in body still. But it looks like you're going to get a connection back there. But they're mentioning very specifically the best friend energy here. And this is super important for you because you are a verbal processor. You really like to be able to talk stuff through. Some people can just think and sort things out. But you really do well to have a very close person to bounce things off of and bounce things back and forth with and generate ideas with. And that's common for people. But that looks really good for you, too. And they really want to tell you that is probably going to be the deepest connection that you make next year that really blossoms in. Now, you're doing some energetic healing work also that looks like it's doing with either different kinds of sound or different kinds of meditation music. And I had no idea all this was available online anymore. I'm used to you had to get CDs and stuff. Now they have it where you can listen to it on the YouTube or all, wherever you want to listen to that stuff. Heck, you're listening to a podcast right now. The way that comes, though, you're going to be getting either into toning or intonation. They're using the word toning. And they want to encourage you that this is going to give you way more results than you thought it would. It stimulates the brain, and I'm not sure if it's a certain frequency that you listen to or what, but there's a lot of mental healing that goes on with this. It looks really good for you. So I want to encourage you to do that. You do have someone in spirit here. There's a woman here. Let me see if she'll give me her name or if she's just got a message for you. But let's see what it is. She looks a little bit older. She had gray hair when she went, and she liked the way it looked, so she's not showing up looking any younger than that. Sometimes they'll show up the way they used to look when they were much younger when they come in, but she liked the way her hair looked. She's very proud of her hair. Beautiful smile, too. And a lot, I'm seeing the smile lines at the corners of the eyes on the outside edges where your cheeks would be or where they would be, where they are. But for some reason, that's lighting up like the eyes were really important. But she's very conscious about her hair and just loved the way her hair looked. I don't know if she was waiting to get gray hair or the white hair that older folks get, but it looked really stunning on her. You know, some people want to get it off, but for some reason they keep bringing me back to her hair. Now, let's see, what's your message? Okay, hold on. And forgive me for rambling so fast, but when they give it that quick, I got to give it to you because I don't always have the ability to go back to them and ask them again what they were talking about. So, pardon me.
Sure.
There's also a little dog with her, too. I'm not sure what the little dog's about, but I don't know if this helps you place her or what. But they're showing me this little dog, and it's a little dog. And it's kind of running around your feet, which is funny, but it's there. So I'm supposed to tell you about that. I don't know if it's one you had when you were little or what, but the little dog's there. So let's see what her actual message is. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is somebody that was in this lifetime with you. I don't know if it's mom or if it's grandma or this might even be an aunt. I don't know if it's on your mom's side of the family. But she's very much, and I think she's been out for a long time because she's showing me that she's been watching you and watching over you. And when they show you that they're watching you, they don't like, you know, they don't look at you at weird times and they don't watch you, you know, they don't watch you at unpleasant times. But she's wanting me to let you know that she's with you. She's not going to be leaving. She's staying right there. She had a curious way that she wants to let you know she's around because she's saying that she'll answer questions for you because you're more sensitive than you're giving yourself credit for. And she wants to let you know that she'll give you the answers as easily as she can. And this isn't just going to be something that is related to, like I said earlier, with it just being this time of the year. That has nothing to do with it. She's going to be available for you way into next year, if not longer. But your ability to hear is going to be picking up as well. So there's a reason you called in tonight. I'm not sure exactly what. I know they put out a lot there, but she's there with you. Again, the hair is very strong. She wasn't a proud woman, and I got to put that across because I do feel like she was either very religious, church-going, or what, but she doesn't want me to put off like she was proud, but she's very proud of her hair. She really, I don't know what, she took a lot of work or what, but she really loved the way it looked. And I don't know if you've got a picture of her with it or what, but she's coming in, and she wants to let you know she's with you. I'm supposed to tell you also that it's true. She made it. She made it just fine. When she left, it was just, I mean, almost like she just laid down and took a nap and then just, you know, she was over on the other side. So she didn't feel a thing. But she just, it was a very smooth passing. I'm supposed to tell you it was true. She made it and she's fine. And I'm curious to see what she's going to be giving you support with. I think she's going to be helping you with health stuff. But I also really think she's the one encouraging you to do the sound stuff, and she's just as surprised that this stuff works as you will be, because I don't think she believed in any of this when she was in. I don't think she would have ever listened to any of this. I don't think she'd put on a meditation, see anything like that. She's so surprised at the energy that it will do, and I think that's the neat thing why she's wanting to make sure that you know that she's there, because so often the first thing they do is just to let you know, hey, I made it. And that was really important for her. But first, her hair showed up, which was a surprise, because usually their face will at least show up first. But no, her hair showed up, then her face showed in. Then I saw the glasses, which she wasn't real crazy about, so she didn't really have me mention them, but they are there. So there's a lot there, but I think she's going to give you a lot. Now, the other thing I need to tell you before we can go off her is she comes with the scent of either baking cookies or baking cake, but there's a very distinct baking aroma that shows up with her, and it'll be there when there's no reason. You're not going to be making cake or cookies when this goes on, but you're going to smell this, and when you catch it, you're going to know exactly who she is, but I've got to tell you that, and I just wanted to say thanks so much for calling, and I hope that was helpful, and if you've got any other questions, why, just let us know.
Yeah, could I ask you, I really thought it was my grandmother because she's been gone a long time, and I kind of think that she has been with me. But also, the thing about the dog, I'm not sure about. My aunt passed recently, and
Did she have the little dog? Because I would lean more that this is your grandmother, because she shows that she's been with you. She shows she's been with you a long time. And that if the little dog's there to let you know, that's probably to let you know that your aunt made it okay, too. But the for some reason, I had to tell you about the little dog. And normally, they don't really come through with that kind of information unless it was significant for the person. Now, if grandma and your aunt were close, that would make sense why they come through together. And to say that we're together, but the one that really talked was the first one that showed up. So if the dog was there just to give you that clue, then that's probably to let you know your aunt came through too, because they showed up very close at the beginning, and I didn't feel like it was your mom. It felt more like it was grandma, but then I remember mentioning aunt too, so they're probably both there. But I had to let you know she's there, but pay attention for the cookie, the baking smell, because you're going to catch it at times that there's no reason for it to be there. It's not like you've got a candle going that's, you know, German cookies or whatever. But that'll be there, and I hope that it didn't come through too fast, because I know they covered a lot of things, but hopefully that at least knows she's there and she's there with you, but she wants to work with you too. So when you ask her questions, wait for her to give you the answers. Now, I will tell you and everybody else listening, Spirit loves to give answers through printed media. Now, of course, I'm not saying you're going to pick up a book and do that, but what I will say is, those of you that have cell phones that are the smartphones where it displays information easily, they'll often answer you on there. And thank you so much for calling in. I've got to get on to the next person. But if you have any more questions, why, you can message me privately if it's something you want to talk about on here. And thank you so much. Okay, guys, we got a few more people calling in. I'm going to have to try and zip along a little quicker with that, but the next one I'm going to is going to be 503, and I'll get to them right after we do our identification stuff here, because there's got to do that, you know, that's how we keep the lights on. So first off, thank you to Live Paranormal for having us on again this week. I've really enjoyed being with them. And there'll be a little information coming on that in about a minute or so. But in the meantime, this is Doug with Pararamble Radio Hour. And, gosh, it goes by so quick. I can't believe we're almost half done already. I will attempt to get to everybody that's in the queue right now. We got five people waiting, so I should be able to get through everybody. But the 503 is calling back from a couple weeks ago, so we'll definitely, I saw her call in second, so we'll get her next. The rest of you, I don't know who you are ahead of time. I just happen to know that, and typically I don't know who anybody is ahead of time. I don't ask you for identifying information. I don't want to know what your last name is. I don't need to know what your birthday is. I don't care what your favorite color is or how many kids you've got. That's your private information, and you keep it that way. And, you know, I like to be able to go through as much as we can with people and cover as much as we can. I tell you what, that first caller, that woman in spirit, had a whole bunch she wanted to say to her, but I'm glad she knew who it was. I hope that helped her out a bit. And again, so those of you listening, you know, this is something that should be an easy process for most of you. I'm not going to say it's always simple. It isn't always simple, but it's something that, again, there's so much information out there right now that utilize it. Take advantage of the support. There's groups out there. You can do classes. And speaking of classes, I'll be offering a crystal Reiki class this weekend. And I'm also doing a Reiki class on Sunday. So Saturday is the crystal class. That's going to be grids. We'll get to Reiki if there's anybody that's ready for that, or just general healing with crystals. That'll be Saturday. If anyone's got questions about that, you can join us by video if you can't get in on the live class due to the timing, but message me on Readings by Doug on Facebook. It's all one word, no space in there, Readings by Doug on Facebook, and you can get a hold of me there, whether you want a private session or you've got questions about the classes. So, middle of the show, I've got to play this. Let me do this. Hold on 1 second. We'll get that played, and then I'll be back with 503. So hold on, just give us about, I think it's about 45 seconds. So just keep listening. Don't hang up on us, guys.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Okay, this is Doug, and we're back at the Pararamble Radio Hour. Well, we're down about a half hour now, so I'm going to try and jump in and get everybody that I can. So let's get up to 503 here, and so let's click on them.
Hi, Doug.
Well, hi there. Thank you so much for calling back tonight. I'm so glad you called back. I felt so bad leaving you hanging that last week. My God.
Oh, my goodness. No, it was quite
that
a thing.
That
I
was just
you.
Awful. I had no idea.
Well,
I
didn't
even realize the time, and I looked and I was like, well, honey, I don't want to minimize what they've got to say to you, because it was like they had a whole bunch. I mean, they had just enough time so that you knew who they were. And then we were out time as well. Okay. And I didn't want you to think it was just a cliffhanger to get you to call me privately. I'm like, no, no, no. I'll cover you on the air if you want to call back. So let's see what they got. My goodness. I knew they were going to, because they had me message you and send remind you. So I tell everybody else, listen, like, now I don't normally know who anybody is ahead of time, but this is a special thing. So the first thing, let's see, let's get them dialed up here again. Goodness sake. So it's interesting, because they don't normally, I don't normally get spirits that kind of almost want to cut in line to talk. And it's like each one is coming up in front. But no, 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 let me talk. And there was no, 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 let me talk. And it's funny, because they don't normally, I mean, they're not really fighting, but it's almost like this play fight in between them, which I think is just hilarious. So,
that's my parents.
It's like, okay, because I'm like, this has to be something that they did, because I don't see them do this very often, but there's so much happy and laughter around, and I'm supposed to tell you, they're still laughing. They're still joking. Okay. They're still laughing. There's a lot of play energy there. But one, they're so happy you're still here. And I don't want to make light of this, but they're saying your spirit got broke, almost that you wanted to give up and you didn't, and they're so glad you didn't give up. And that's what they're saying. They're glad that you're still here. They want you to keep going. They want you to know that they're right there. And the other thing she's telling me to tell you is, yes, you do hear her. You do hear her. She wants you to know you hear her, and she doesn't want you to think, you know, and I said a couple weeks ago, I didn't want people to think they were weird. You're not weird, and that's me plugging that in. But if I get to tell you nothing else, I'm supposed to tell you, you do hear her, and you hear her clearly, and you hear her correctly. Your problem is you want to overthink everything.
She must be not talking about audible hear her, but when I feel certain things, like it seems like the clear I have is the one where I just know.
That's your knowing. That's your knowing. But you're getting it clear, because she wants me to let you know that you are getting it. So if you're not, now I will tell you, since she's saying hearing, you most likely are going to have the hearing develop. because she's acting like you've already got it, and you should be physically hearing her. So I need you to know that you're probably going to have that develop. Do what, Ann?
I said she needs to talk a little bit louder then. Because I can't
I'm misunderstood.
Baby,
right now. Am I not speaking loud enough? Okay.
No, my mom.
No. I can tell you, I want you to know it's going to be worth the time to develop it. Because when you get the hearing actually developed, now you won't always hear them talk. Because I have the hearing, but I also have the knowing too. And you won't always hear them with your physical ears. In fact, I don't get that very often. Most of the time I get it, I just get it in my head and I know what they're saying. Or I'll see them and I'll see it move. It'll take you some time, but that's just going to be practice. That's it. So
the first thing you want to do,
let me tell you how you can start getting a little bit more clarity on that. One, if you don't get it, you can ask them to repeat it. Now, of course, that's pretty basic, and you didn't need me to tell you that part. But the next part is you want to start developing what one of my old teachers used to call is your tell. And everybody has a tell. And people sometimes will say it like the card game and the poker and all that, where they have a tell when they're not telling the truth. Well, the other side of that is the truth also. The truth itself will always have some consistent symptom or manifestation in your body or in your energy. Meaning, maybe the back of your hand itches every time your mom talks to you. Maybe when your dad talks to you, you get an itch on the back of your neck. I'm going to laugh because they just had me say itch twice, so that's probably going to be one of them.
Sure.
So pay attention for things that happen consistently, because I tell someone at least once a week this, when you're learning to listen, they're learning to talk. They still have to know how to talk to you in a way that you will know it's them. So this is the easiest first step you can take, is just start noticing how you feel when you get the information. And if you can either use the voice recorder on your phone and record, okay, I saw pink and I felt an itch on my left hand. I saw pink, you may not see a color all the time. I'm giving you general I don't want you to think what I'm saying is absolutely what's going to happen, because they're going to figure out for you. But from the looks of this, I would say you most likely are going to have an itch on your hand or on your neck. And so I'm getting it right now on my right shoulder blade for you, right up at the base of my neck. And I'm getting it from him. So he's going to be the one that's probably doing that. She also has a perfume smell. And there's something funny about the perfume, like either somebody got it for her and thought she would like it and she hated it, or I think that's it. I think somebody got her a perfume that she didn't really like, but there's something jokey with it. But there's a perfume smell. I don't think you've smelled this yet, but when you get it, remember that it came up tonight and you'll know it's her, because she's doing a perfume smell. And for whatever reason, she's very specific. Somebody thought she liked it and she didn't. So that's there. Let's see what else shows up with it. Okay, you were looking for some more future stuff, too. So let's see what she's got. Wow, she's been excited to talk to you, too. She's the one that was pushing you to want to do this. And she's going back to being glad you didn't give up. And she doesn't want you to lose what you're doing here. She might be the one that had me say that at the beginning of the show anyway, just in case she was afraid you weren't going to get through on the phone. Well, you're here, so you don't have to worry about that. And the funny thing is, she does a lot of real subtle stuff with you. She'll move stuff too, and she's the one that's moving stuff. So when you notice something's moved, that's her. But she's got kind of this corny sense of humor too. And I think she's having fun just seeing what you'll notice. So don't get upset if she moves something a little too far, just tell her not to take it so far next time. But she's having fun learning how to do stuff with this, because I can tell you, neither one of them are coming back into body anytime soon. You're going to have them in spirit for a long time, if not the rest of the time that you're here. I think they're happy to be on the other side, and I don't think that they're in any hurry to come back down here. So I want you to know, you're not going to lose the communication with them. That is so important that you know that. Now, what else are they wanting to get through for the future here for you? But that's the big piece. It's like she's telling me that she doesn't want you. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, sweetie.
The last time we had talked, I had asked you if there was a wobble in my vibration over a relationship or money, and you answered those two questions. And then real quickly, I had asked you if they had anything to say, and you had said, oh, they had a lot, and they were really blunt about something. And it sounded like you were going to say, like, you didn't want to hurt my feelings, you were just going to say it like she said it. And I have been dying to know what in the world that was.
Let's see if she'll give it to me now, because I know that we don't have to tell you we've got 1 minute left of the show. My God, there are people are caught, I swear. All the people in the queue now, I should have a two-hour show. Good Lord.
You should.
There's all these people waiting.
Yes, you
should. Let's see what she's got. Well, I started with an hour because I was afraid I wouldn't be able to fill it up, because I haven't been doing the show very long. But I'm enjoying it. So thank you. I appreciate that. Well, thank you. Okay, let's see what she's got for you. Well, that was the big part. Okay, what else do you have that you want me to talk to her about? My God, she acts like she's got all kinds of stuff. But does she want it out here? I may have to message you this privately, too, because she acts like she doesn't want this over the air. So let me see if she does want me to type it to you. I'll be happy to if she does. Let's see.
Okay.
Yeah, she does. Okay, I'll type you what this is, because this is something she wants private. They do this once in a while. So don't freak on that.
Okay.
I'll get with you after this is done. But she wanted to make sure her big part, she says, listen to what I told you in the first place. Well, she does get right to it, doesn't she? Okay, so.
Yes, she does.
If you don't have this, if you don't have the ability, and I don't know when you guys listen to this, if you can run the player back to see what they said earlier, I don't have that option here. I could do it. But she wants you to listen to that part first. There was something significant there. So once this is done, get to that part. Where are we now? About 17 minutes. Okay, so probably about 3, maybe 4 minutes before this. Go back to that part and listen to that. But I will message you in the messenger thing what else she says, because she's saying she doesn't want the rest of it on there. So thank you for waiting. I love that you called in, and I will message
you
whatever else she had to say with that. So thank you so much.
That
I'm going to try and cover a couple more people before I run out of time. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, my goodness, you called. Well, there are so many of you online tonight. First, I'll get you as many as I can in here. Okay, I think this was the next one that called, so let's try this person. This is 323, if you're there.
Greetings, this is David.
Well, hi there. Thank you for calling in tonight. My goodness, we got all kinds of people in the thing tonight. And I probably could have really done a two-hour show. So thank you for waiting. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, it's my first time hearing your show, and I'm enjoying it a lot. And I'd like to let it rip and see who comes through and what they have to say.
All right. Well, let's see what we get. Okay. Boy, you've got a man with you in spirit, real strong. Now, this one is... this is a tall fella, but he's also standing almost like he is so surprised. Why is he, what are you surprised about? Give me the rest of the thought. He's standing here like he's sizing you up almost, and he's looking at you like he's expecting you. Boy, he is good when he says, my goodness, okay. Well, don't shoot the messenger here. Well, he says, you have got a stick-to-it with you that he's surprised you've got. And I don't think he's a spirit guide. I think this is somebody young from younger in your lifetime. I don't know if it almost looks like a granddad or that kind of energy. It's like he's looking at your generation. He says, he didn't think you would be able to do this. So whatever is going on in your life right now, and I wish I had more time to go into it deeper, but I'm going to give you what he has. He's proud of you that you're sticking to it. He didn't think you would. And there's something you're doing that's going to pay off. And I know that sounds so general, and I'm so sorry, but he's not giving me any more specifics to it. But he's with you. I wanted to say he was a guide at first, but I don't think he is. I think he's somebody that's from earlier in your lifetime. But he's been watching you quite a bit, and he's either, I swear, I think he's on your dad's side because you're carrying something that he's proud of, and it's not a judgment look that I was seeing. This is an appreciation look, but also a study look, and he's going to be with you. There is a, I think this is a pipe smoke smell because it's kind of a sweet smoke smell, but it's not like stale like cigarettes get. It's that sort of almost inviting smell. So with that with it, don't be surprised if you catch that. If you catch it in the house, you know, the house is on fire or nothing like that. That's one of his little ways of getting your attention. There's, when he does it, he's not going to do it lightly. He's going to be doing it because there's something he wants you to pay attention to. So... And I'm going to try and get in where I can do these a little longer. I'll see if I can do a longer show, if we can do that. But that's what's there. You do have, let's see if there's anything else. You've got quite a spiritual community yourself over there. You have a feminine angelic energy with you, too. And it's odd with the angels because sometimes they'll play more masculine, feminine. But this one feels more feminine or is at least trying to be lighter and softer because some of them can be a little abrupt. But this one is with you. This is a creative energy that's with you. So this is where a lot of the creative work, the artwork, that kind of stuff comes from. So that's there. Oh, we lost somebody. Well, if we didn't get to you tonight, call back next week. We'll try and get you in. And thank you, whoever hung up, I'm sorry, or got lost. Forgive me, I didn't mean to talk that way. I didn't want him to think that I didn't appreciate him being there. Just the time went by real fast tonight. I may have to get a little timer. So the creative energy's there. I wish I had more time to get into this. Okay. Thank you so much for that. I hope that was helpful. I'm going to try and get to a couple more people. And if anything, if we didn't get enough covered, give us a call back next week, and I'll try and get you in earlier. So just message me, tell me you're 323, and I'll try and get you in a little quicker. Thank you so
awesome.
Much for
Thank
listening
much.
Tonight and calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, let's see who else we can get to. I think this was the next one was 216. Let's get you in. I probably have time to get the last of you guys that are on here, the 914 and the 903. I'll try and spend a couple minutes with each one of you, so I'm going to go 216 real quick and get that one.
Hey, how you doing? This is Bernard. How's it going?
Well, hi there. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry it took so long to get to you. My God, the time just went flying by tonight. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I had a question about a lady friend of mine. She, we like close friends, but they're attracted to each other. But lately she's been kind of distant, but then she come back, and then it's like a yo-yo effect. So I guess she's been...
Well,
There
is information here. I'm going to be as gentle with it as I can, but I'm hearing to tell you this one is not going to be one that's going to last really long term. There's somebody else they've got coming in for you. Now, as far as it being a consistent relationship of more of a romantic kind, I think the friendship could go on and the closeness could be there. But I don't think this is the lifetime partner, so I'm going to tell you be gentle with this. Because this one's feelings could get hurt very easily, and I think this is why you're getting the yo-yo thing. You have a very magnetic energy to you, and I know you know what I'm talking about. You can go out and people will just be drawn to you. You've got a very strong magnetism to you. That's what I want to say. You've got strong magnetism. It even comes through over the phone. But your energy is very strong. And that can also be an issue that people have with knowing where to put their feelings for you, because their feelings are going to be made much stronger because of the just simply the amount of energy that you carry. And I've got to tell you, there's somebody that's able to hold that energy much better coming in as far as for more of a long-term partner. Now, if you're looking for, how do I say this, and don't say their name so that no one gets upset about it. If you're looking for something that's just fun and see where it goes, this will be fun. It just doesn't seem to have a long it doesn't have a long trip indicator on it, I guess is what I would say. But you've got somebody else coming that's more at the level where you want to be as far as being able to hold that energy and maintain it. Because someone who's got such strong magnetism and that just has that amount of energy, that's a difficult person for most people to be able to handle because they don't know what to do with all the energy you've got. A lot of people, it's just too much for them. So unfortunately, that's going to be a challenge you'll have this time is finding that person that's up to holding that consistently, because I think that's why you're getting a lot of this yo-yo effect with this person too. But this isn't the only time you're going to have that. I know you've had that before, but that's part of the reason why. But when you get that right person, and I think that person that's more long-term comes after the move, because you've got a move coming up too, and I think that's when that you really click in and get the person that's long-term. So thank you so much, and I'm going to go on, and I would normally have more time to spend with you, but I got to grab the other two, so thank you so much. Okay, so who's next here? We got 914. I'm going to try and get you in real fast. Okay.
Hi, thank you so much. Thank you for taking my
call. Well, hi, this is Deck. We've got a couple minutes, so what can I – I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to speak over you. There's a little bit of delay, and I didn't realize you were talking. What can I do for you tonight?
I'd like to see, please, if you can tell me, please, if I pitch my idea to Jared or Rick, will either one of them work with me on it?
So here's what I'm getting. Yes, you've got about a 35% on the yes. So to get out of 0 to 100, to get it to go up, flesh out the idea a little bit, and the timing, again, I don't know how sensitive this is as far as when it needs to be implemented, but I'm hearing very clearly to tell you, if you can put the pitch back about 3 weeks, it'll go a lot better. But two, you want to go back over it because there's something else that you need the details to be more succinct about. You need to be able, and the other thing is, you've got to be able to sell it. And they're very clear about this. If you get that piece, because there's two things in there, and I'm not even going to ask you what it is because I know it's something that's it's like having a baby. You're protecting it, and I want you to do that. So I'm not going to ask you what it is. But there's two things in there that you want to grow a little bit more before you do this pitch. I think the Jared is probably going to be the one that's more receptive to it. The other one might just be your practice pitch. And you might even put that in your energy that this is just where I figure out what needs to work the best, and I'm going to do it with this person. Now, if you've got two or three people that you can guarantee they'll keep quiet about it to pitch it before you pitch to those two, I would practice pitch it a couple times first, because I think you'll find the two things that need to be fleshed out more and more developed. Because if you go over it a little bit more, you're going to have the confidence level up to be able to actually sell it and get it across where it gets approved. You can do that, then yes, I think you will, and I don't think you'll have any trouble after that. But again, remember the timing. They almost said 2 weeks, but I'm really leaning more towards three. So whatever that is, there's a three-week timing element there too. So check that out, and if I'm out in left field, okay, it didn't cost you anything to look. But check out that timing and see, because there's something with the timing here where it's rolling really well, but it does need to be almost backed up just a little bit on that too. So I think you'll do great with it, yes. Well, let's see. our other person dropped out. So I've got time for another question if you've got one more. Do you have anything else you want to look at?
There, I was thinking it's funny that you were saying a practice pitch and everything. I was thinking of even just to get my confidence up as well as to do a short project on my own to include with it, like, you know, when I send it off.
Oh, absolutely, yes. That'll go, yeah, absolutely, and yes. The energy is screaming yes. So do that, because you just need to get into the practice of the actual delivery. I think that's it. I think, and I'm not going to ask you again. I don't need to know what your project is. But looking at the energy of it, it looks like it's a sound idea. It looks like there's a reason for it. And half the time that things don't get off the ground is because it only seems interesting to the person who thinks it's interesting. But this looks like it's got a much broader appeal to it, or that there's, again, well, you know, I chose the words pretty clearly. There's a reason that it's coming up and looking attractive to do it. It's got to be something that needs to get in now. And universe does that with ideas. They'll give an idea to one person once. And if they don't listen, then it gets rolled out to three or four people. And if they don't listen, it goes to 10 or 20 or whatever the numbers are. If something's supposed to get in at a certain time, it's going to. So at whatever thing you're at right now, push this, but just push you to be able to make sure that that one pitch delivers, because the J or the J energy name there, that one looks like it's a yes, but you want to get the practice ones out of the way first. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely, and he's the one that I prefer, actually. So, yeah, I'm really
okay, well, then you've already got your energy lined up with that one anyway. So thank you so much. You were a great call. I enjoyed working with you, and I hope the information helps.
Immensely. Thank you. God bless you. You're awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody that called in tonight, and I'll wish you a good night, and we'll do our little sign-offs here. Okay, guys, my goodness, that hour seemed to blow by. So, again, to do our wrap-up, thank you again to Life Paranormal. This is Doug on Pararamble Radio here. We're trying to be here every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern Time, and I'll try and move through them a little bit quicker as we get along, but thank you all that called in. I really appreciate it, and thank you for trusting us enough to let us discuss your information a little bit out there for the world, because it's kind of you, because, again, I believe that we are all a group here, and we're all going through something together, and it's wonderful to have a place where you can at least know that it's safe to call in and someone's going to listen to you. So thank you so very much. All of you, you can reach me privately if you'd like a private session by phone or video, or if you're in my local area here, I'll see you in person too. But you can reach me at Readings by Doug on Facebook, and it's been a lot of fun and my honor to work with you all tonight. Let's see. So we'll be back next week on Tuesday, and I'm going to go ahead and get ready and sign off here. Again, if you have questions or comments, please message me there again at Readings by Doug on Facebook. You can like and follow the page. Please feel free to share the post, but if you like and follow, then you'll know where I'm going to be or when the next show topics are coming up. But you can message me on there if there's something you'd really like to hear or like to discuss. Just message me there at Readings by Doug. And, of course, if you'd like a session, why, get a hold of me there, too. So thanks again, everybody. And looking forward, we're going to be doing some video stuff in the future. So I'm going to go ahead and wish you all a good night. And here's our closing stuff. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for joining us for Live Paranormal Radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live Paranormal.
theparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.